Hello, I'm Naomi Lewin. Welcome to Classics for Kids. Some pieces of music from operas are played so often by themselves that you might not know about the operas they belong to. The Triumphal March from Aida is one of those pieces, and there are lots of others. You hear the Ride of the Valkyries a lot at Halloween and in movies, but Richard Wagner composed it for his opera Die Walküre to accompany Valkyries, mythological women on horseback who collected fallen heroes from the battlefield and carried them off to Valhalla, the Norse version of heaven. Here's something from another Wagner opera, Lohengrin, that I know you've heard before. Needless to say, Wagner composed that for the wedding that takes place in Lohengrin. A piece by George Frederick Handel has been known for years as Handel's Largo. Largo is Italian for broad, meaning the music is very slow. Today, you usually hear Handel's Largo played by instruments, but it was written to be sung. Xerxes, king of Persia, sits in the shade of a plane tree, basically saying that he's never met a nicer tree. Another well-known bit of Handel is the entrance of the Queen of Sheba. I'm cheating just a little bit here because this isn't from an opera. It's from the oratorio Solomon. An oratorio is like an opera. It calls for solo singers, chorus, and orchestra. But oratorios are based on stories from the Bible, and unlike operas, they're usually performed as a concert without costumes and sets. The title character in Jules Massenet's opera Thaïs has some serious thinking to do, so Massenet wrote some serious thinking music for her. It's hard to find a performance of the opera, but violinists love to play the meditation from Thaïs. Sometimes it's the overture of an opera that takes on a life of its own. Gioachino Rossini's opera William Tell is very long and was never a success, but who hasn't heard the William Tell overture? A lot of dance numbers have gotten separated from the operas they belonged to. For the coronation festivities for Queen Elizabeth II of England, Benjamin Britten wrote an opera about Queen Elizabeth I. She was known as Gloriana, and that's what Britten called his opera. He put some great dance music into it. The best-known dance that very few people realize belongs to an opera is the one you hear every week as the theme music for Classics for Kids. This is the most famous part of the Dance of the Hours from Amilcare Ponchielli's opera La Gioconda. I'm Naomi Lewin. I write classics for kids and produce it with Tim Lanter at WGUC Cincinnati. Please join me again for more classics for kids.